Change is what it is. What does that even mean? That we are naturally and biologically habitual people. We are comfortable with our actions even when they are harmful. Once we have indulged in them for a long period of time, we have developed a habit. Period. Take smoking, for instance. We know overall that smoking is bad for us. Nonetheless, we will engage in the act because we've developed a habit of doing so. To break that habit or to change takes a lot of work. It is true with anything, relationships, health, education, life in general. We become enticed with whatever our environments have given us, good or bad. We will defend our transgressions because that's what we're used to, what we believe to be right. And beliefs or believe is an important word here. What we come to believe is the hardest thing to change. Our beliefs determine our actions ultimately. Our beliefs are the most important thing that we possess. That is why we experience so much pushback when trying to change trajectories in life. We're literally having our bodies tell us that it doesn't want to change. It has become used to what it's been getting. You have to fight against that. Listen to your subconscious. What is it saying? What excuses do you hear to keep doing that same thing instead of changing? And believe me, you are hearing voices. With smoking, you get angry, but you're not smoking. You haven't smoked all day. Oh, but you know what? But I'm angry. I just need a cigarette to calm me down, and then I'll go back to stopping. Okay, that's your subconscious giving you an excuse to continue on with that habit. When I sought an education, there were many things pulling me back into the highly uneducated world I had experienced up to that point. Friends, even family encouraged me not to dream too big. They had even became used to me being me. They didn't want me to change. And from their perspective, me changing means that they don't get the same me that they had anymore. If I become this educated person and go off into a different world, well, where does that leave them? Are we going to still communicate? You know, there was a girl that I met while I was in my undergrad at Cal State Northridge. And we talked. She was a lot younger than me. I went back to school right before I hit my 30s. And so this girl, African-American like me, she was probably in her very early 20s, maybe 21, maybe. And she had been experiencing a lot of pushback from her family, them telling her, oh my goodness, oh, you think you're better than us now because you're going off and you're getting this education. But what was really happening is that the education that she was receiving was changing her. Ultimately, it was changing her. And she had set out a vision for her life, what she wanted. And education was included in that. And the world that she was in behind her with her family, they weren't educated. So, you know, that change thing, it literally will pull you back. And if you're not careful, you'll stay in that world. Because if you look and you say, hey, I want that big house at the top of that mountain. Well, then you have to think to yourself, what does it take? What do I have now? What do I need? And what is it going to take for me to acquire the things needed to get that house at the top of the hill? Well, one thing that I can guarantee, you're going to have to let go of the things that you have right there next to you. And that doesn't mean everything, right? Some things you could take with you on that journey, but you can only take the things with you that are in agreeance with that journey, right? They want to or want the same things as well. If they don't, then they're pulling you down. And that can be hard to expect. Except, especially when you're talking about people that are really close to you. You know, I had someone really, really close to me when I was During my undergrad, I was going to go and take my LSAT and go to law school. And I did go take my LSAT and enrolled in law school for a moment and figured out that, you know what, the changes that I wanted to see in this system, I was going to have to change from outside of the system, not within the system. There were just a series of incidences that happened that drew me away from becoming an attorney. And that's not to say that I have anything against any attorneys that are out there. You know, I praise them. We have a lot of attorneys that have, you know, helped the movement for Black people. And I think that in a positive way, as far as criminal justice is concerned, and I think that that role is needed. It just wasn't right for me, right? But nonetheless, I experienced a lot of pushback. And I wanted to make this podcast now because we are in a great time of change. We have a pandemic going on. We now have a new president-elect, Joe Biden. And this is all going to bring about change. And there's going to be some resistance here. We already see the resistance. There were 73 or plus million people that voted for Trump. And then 79 plus million that voted for Biden. So there are a lot of people that are rejecting the way that change is going right now. They are rejecting it. And it is against what they believe. Again, back to that belief system, because what you believe is the hardest thing to change. You have to give someone some really sound foundational information for them to change what they believe, because that almost puts them at a blank slate. Oh, I'm going to change what I believe, and I'm just going to hop on what you say. There has to be a real sound reason for someone to do that. And if we look at it from that perspective, I think that we will get further in our goals. We will get further in where we want to go because we understand the dynamics of change itself, change as its own entity. What does that mean? You're going to get some resistance because biologically we're habitual. Okay, another example. I drive different cars from time to time. So if I hop in my daughter's car, she has a gear shift that's down near the that's in the normal place where gear shifts normally are, right? Move it from park to neutral to drive. Okay, so in my personal car, I drive a Mercedes, and the gear shift is by the steering wheel. So when I get in her car, I already have a habit of reaching up towards that steering wheel to change my gear shift. So that's what I want to do when I get in her car. It's just a natural thing. Your brain is actually going to what it is used to. And that's why change is so hard, but it is what it is. If you want something different, you have to go and get it. You have to go through the process. You have to go through the uncomfortableness that you may experience through that change to get that change. Now, you may concede to all of the rejection that your body is giving you and stay right where you are. But know that that is a choice. You are choosing not to go through the struggle of change to get something different. You're choosing that because change is what it is. It's what it is, and it's what it will always be. We are habitual people, and to get something different, we have to do something different. If we do not, we are stuck with what we have. It's important to dream big and to take those actions towards that dream, no matter how tumultuous that journey may be. At the end of that road, at the end of that journey, you get change. And, you know, I've gone through multiple changes. I'm going through a change actually right now. So I grew up very adversely. And at one point in my life, I woke up and I said, man, I got 3 kids and I'm not where I want to be. What am I doing here? And I sought a better education, because for me, I said, you know what, education is going to help me get get over this hump. It's going to help me get to that next level, to get a better job, to be able to take care of my children better, right? So boom, I got an undergraduate degree. There it is. Okay. And then I said, you know what? Let me take it a step further. I went and got a graduate degree in education and I became a teacher. And I taught for five, almost 6 years. And then I said to myself, you know what? I really don't want to do this. Because right after my undergraduate degree, I went out and I started a business in the Dominican Republic. And I was one of my close friends. And that just didn't work out for a variety of reasons. I won't get into that too much. That'll be another segment. Friends and business. Why sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But... You know, I had become a teacher. I got that graduate degree and I became a teacher. And, you know, the pandemic hit and I got up and I said, what am I doing? This is not where I set out to go, to be in a classroom, although I did enjoy inspiring children to have a flexible mindset instead of a fixed mindset, to understand that they can change what they believe and get something different. That was one of my primary goals in the classroom, to inspire children, to help them understand that we are biologically habitual people. And if we get onto the wrong habit, then we will continue on in that habit. But if we think in a different way, then we get something different. So if we think that we can tackle all of these different skills that are being thrown at us and learn them effectively, efficiently, then we can change our lives. And the more information that we have, the more ability that we possess to touch on different subsets in society and possibly make those subsets work for us, right? So the more that you can touch on, and that's what education does, the more that you can touch on, the more opportunities that you have. So the more that you've expanded your mind, the better the outlook of life becomes, right? So this is what I've always tried to give my children in the classroom, my students in the classroom. That was very important to me. And it was hard because, again, change is what it is. If you're at home, and I taught in marginalized communities only on purpose because I don't think that I'm needed in an affluent community. I'm needed to inspire those students that are not getting that inspiration on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, I really sought out to show them that you can have something different. I often shared with them my story and that you can be successful. You can go out and get something great, even if what you see at home does not look like that. And that was one of the main things. I really think that schools should incorporate a social psychology / biology course that highlights who we are chemically, biologically, right? And how our body works. And how we play to the tune of what we believe. But we can change that. We need to teach children that they can change, that they don't have to. And that doesn't mean letting themselves go. I'm still a Black woman with many of the characteristics that I possessed before. You know, now I've just become better with this education. And that doesn't mean that I sold out or, I'm not Black anymore. I'm an Uncle Tom. You know, some people think about it that way. And in the classroom, I was really able to see just how much our students think like that. And at a very young age, you know, I went as low as fourth grade. And fourth graders, many of them have already determined whether they're going to be successful or whether they have not. And in marginalized communities, a lot of those students are saying, I am not this. I will never become that, already at 9 and 10 years old. It's petrifying. It was one of the scariest things that I experienced, and it it was one of the scariest things that I had ever experience, and it developed a sense of urgency in me. With all of the studies all of the things that I had learned throughout my studies alluded to marginalized students always performing below standard, right? And I began to think about all of these different things, the biological makeup of the human being against what I was seeing in the classroom. And it helped me to understand in a broader sense what was going on with these children. They are coming up in these environments that do not promote or do not inspire students to dream big, to dream outside of what has been presented to them. So for me, it built up this sense of urgency to give them that, right? To teach them that their environment does not have to be them. They can choose to be something different, but they're going to have to acquire something different. Right? They're going to have to change their mindset from what was given to them in their environments, in their communities, in their families, and go a different way. And that's not easy because, again, change is what it is, and it involves pushback. Biologically, your body is going to fight against you doing something different than what's around you. Because then you become ostracized from the group, right? People might start looking at you, pointing that finger, saying, oh, okay, what do you think you're doing? As I explained earlier, you'll get pushback from those people around you. And when you're a child, you know, you stay in that group thing. You know that something is not wrong here, but I'm just going to stay here because everybody else is doing it. So there must be something good. I just can't see it yet. So you doubt yourself and you just stay there. But again, throughout the changes in my life and seeing how change positively affected me, even though it was tumultuous, I knew that I had to instill that into my students, that you can have something different. But you do have to work for it. And it's hard. It's even harder, you know, when you're dealing with young people, for them to really get the gist of what you're saying, to really understand. And that's why I think it's important that we incorporate a class inside of schools from a very young age. I'm talking about kindergarten. A social psychology, biology class that teaches students who we are biologically, what makes us tick, right? And how we can change that. It's of the utmost importance if we're going to see any really real change in education. And again, the moral of this podcast was just to explain that change is what it is. If you want something different, if you're stuck in a place and you want something other than what you've been getting, you have to go out and get it, experience that change, whatever it may be. But know that at the end of that journey, you get that change. Dream as big as you possibly can and go for it. We see the evidence of big dreamers all around us with the devices, technology that we are able to experience. All of these things have come up as a result of someone dreaming big, someone looking at their situation and saying this can be better and working towards that change. So that's what it's all about. You know, and you do not have to be stuck in a rut. You can get out of that rut, but changing what you believe in, doing something different is going to determine if you're going to get out of that rut or not. and you need to step out of fear. And I have experienced fear on multiple levels, but I experienced it. I tackled it. You know, I tackled the parts of my subconscious that were not positive for me. You know, I went out and sought different meditation methods to help me to think in a way that was going to get me to where I needed to go, period. I sought out everything, no matter how, and I had to look at myself, you know, and sometimes that in itself can be hard, sometimes too hard to stomach, and you just let it go and just stay where you are. And that is a real thing as well. Some people are stuck where they are because they do not want to accept the things that they have to change. But again, change is what it is. Okay, if you want something different, you cannot stay who you are right now and get something different. You have to change into that person that you want to see, period. And it is just what it is. You're going to get pushed back. So what? So what? Keep your eye on the prize and go and get it. And that is the way that change happens. I am living in it. Again, as I said, I sought out change just recently, and I'm in the middle of a transition right now because I figured that being an educator in the classroom was not for me. So I had to change. And through that change, sometimes there's uncertainty because through that change, a lot of times, most times, there's uncertainty. And we are people that like certainty. So whatever it is that we're getting, it may not be good for us, but guess what? We know what's coming. We know what to expect. And that makes us feel comfortable. Change is uncomfortable. We don't know what to expect. Well, am I going to get it? You know, what if I do all this work and nothing happens? Sometimes that'll make you sit down and stop doing work. Okay, so you have to hold on to that change that you want and go get it and just know that it is going to be a journey. Accept all of the parts of that journey, good or bad. Accept them as good, no matter what, because it's changing you and developing you into the person that you want to be at the end of that change. And that is all that matters. So again, change is what it is. We are biologically habitual. If you want something different, map it out, plan it out, dream about it, live it, eat it, sleep it, and get it, because it is yours. You can have all things. You are a part of this universe like every other living thing. It is yours. This universe is all of ours. We can manipulate it as we see fit. We just have to do the work.